चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं लोकाकथामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां शरणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विता। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे आफ्टरनून वी डिस्कस्ड अबाउट चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा एंड व्हाट इज द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा एंड different Vedic rituals, how chanting Hare Krishna or doing Sankirtan is more important than other rituals. So English or Kannada, what is? Kannada. Everyone understands Kannada? You cannot understand. He is Hindi. So, some need Kannada translation or everyone understands English? So, yarigadaru kannadadalli kelbekadre? So, where they will sit? ಕನ್ನಡದಲ್ಲಿ ತೆಲುಗು ತಮಿಳ್ ಮರಾಠಿ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ ಇನ್ ಮರಾಠಿ chanting Hare Krishna, being non-different from Krishna, is the highest benediction. That is our topic. Very long topic. Long titles means it makes clear what we want to say. Of course, eloquence means makes things clear in within less number of words. People practice religion. Yeah, maybe you can come a little closer. People practice religion for different reasons. So one is for material desires. They want to fulfill some material desires. We know that people, right, if people go to temples with a big long list of things they want to fulfill. Famous is Balaji, right or not? So people go to make agreement with Balaji. So they want to fulfill their material desires. Some people worship God for out of fear, so that God should not throw one thunderbolt on us. So out of fear, if we don't worship God, then God will put some difficulties in our life, some problems in our life. therefore people worship God. And third reason is out of sense of beauty. So God has given us all this, you know, water, rain, grains, right? No, God has given. Or we are manufacturing in IT companies. So someone is making water by adding H2O or something like that and supplying it everywhere. Krishna is
doing. Still doing research on it, whether to come or not.
That is bluffing, it is. They are cheater number one, man. They want to just cheat people and bluff, bluff. We will do this, we will do that. Just nonsense. In the meantime, please, okay? We will do in the future, but now who has supplied till now? Krishna says, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani, Parjanyadana Sambhava, Yajnyadana Sambhava. So, Karma Brahmod Bhavam Vidhi, Brahmakshara Samudhavam. So, and then he says, I am situated eternally in the Yajna. I am the one who is supplying. So, anyway, so out of duty, because Lord is supplying all these things. So they want to acknowledge. So Lord's gifts. That is out of duty. Then people worship God out of love. So they just want to serve. They just want to serve Krishna. So these are four reasons why people practice religion. And even in the Western countries also, you see people go to church, so they want to ask some benediction, material benediction from God, or oh God, give us daily bread. So Prabhupada used to tell, why God is supplying so many animals are being maintained by the Lord, He is supplying to them. So if animals are getting their food, why human beings should worry about food? Why they should go to God for just asking some food, you know? So in this way, one does not have to go to. Of course, they are better than atheists who do not want to temple. They do not want to worship God itself. They are better than atheists. Little one step ahead than atheists. But that is a very low level of religious practice. It is. Worshipping God because God is, or we want some benediction from God. So in Vedic literature also, we see that there are different worship of different demigods for different material purposes. So if you want a good husband, you have to worship Shiva. If you want good wife, you have to worship Uma. If you want some obstacles should be removed from your material, you know, endeavors, then you should worship Ganesha. If you want good health, you have to worship sun god, Surya. So like that, in different Vedic literatures, there is description of different demigod worship. So people go to demigods. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna, he says, that kamasthaisya ratajnana prapadyante anya devata tam tam niyamamasthaya prakritya niyatasvaya. So kamasthaisya ratajnana, less intelligent people, to fulfill their material desires, kama, they go to different demigods, they surrender to different demigods. So like that, Lord Krishna, he explains. And especially among the Vedic followers, right or not, so they worship demigods. Demigod worship is very prevalent in India. So, and they are less intelligent. But these people are not independent to so worship demigods. Unless Lord Krishna fixes their faith in these demigods, so they will not be able to worship him. So tam tam niyamamastaya prakritya niyatasvaya. So then yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddha yarchitum icchati tasya tasya chalam shraddham thameva vidudamya. So I only fix their faith, he says. So it means that if someone, demigods are not independent to attract their followers to worship them. So it's okay, it's okay. They are not independent to attract their followers unless Lord Krishna fixes their faith in demigods. They will not be able to worship. So, and then in the next verse Krishna says, I only give the results. So whatever demigods are offering, it is coming from Krishna only. So in this way, demigods, neither they are independent to attract the faith of their followers, nor they are independent to give benediction to their followers. So in this way, Lord Krishna, he says, but the problem with what is, why we should not go to demigods for benedictions? So that is told in the next verse. Antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavat yalpa medasam devan deva yajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. So antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavat yalpa medasam. This less intelligent demigod worshippers, they go to demigods to attain something which will end. Antavattu phalam tesham. So the boons and the benedictions given by demigods will end, because that is material, right? So all the material benedictions, boons given by demigods, that will end with this body. So, or it is temporary, result is temporary. Tad bhavat, therefore they are called alpamedasam, less intelligent. So, and those who worship devas, they go to devas, and those who worship me, they come back to me, he says, Krishna. What is the advantage of going to Krishna? Or what is the difference between going to demigods and going to Krishna? Going to the abodes of demigods and abode of Krishna. So
demigod will come back again.
Yeah. So those who go to demigods, what happened? Kshine punya martya lokam vishanti. So after going there, again one will come back to this earthly planet. No? So martya loka, again they will come back. But Krishna says, yam prapya mam nivartante taddhama paramam mama. What is the supreme abode? My supreme abode is that from which after going one will never return back to this world. So that is the supreme abode of the Lord. This is difference between going to Krishna and going to the abodes of demigods. Going to Swargalokas are different places of demigods. And this is one thing. So in this verse, basically what Krishna says is that the boons and the benedictions attained by worshipping demigods is temporary. And what to speak of, so results are, results given by demigods, even demigods themselves are temporary. So in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he said, Kankshantaha karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devata kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. So to kankshanta karmanam siddhim, with a desire for attaining success in fruity activities, karma, fruity activities means result-oriented activities for which we are seeking some material results. Such activities are fruity activities. So, kankshanta karmanam siddhim, with the desire of perfection, attaining perfection in fruity activities, yajanta iha devata, people worship demigods of this world. Kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. In this way, they attain the results very quickly. So they attain results of their karmas. Now, previously there were some philosophers. They are called as karma mimamsakas. So So Jaimini was, today afternoon we took his name. Jaimini was leader of them. He was also disciple of Vyasa, Veda Vyasa, but he became a so-called follower of Vedas. So he particularly emphasized on this Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. And according to him, karma is the ultimate. You do your work is not just working in IBM or Infosys or work here means prescribed duties according to one's gunas. Who gives the prescription? Who prescribes? So, Shastra, ya Shastra Pramanate, Karya Karya Vijanataha. So, if someone has a nature of Brahmana, his work is to teach, worship, study, etc. So, someone will do administration, management, so, fight court cases for Krishna. So, and someone will produce grains. Some people will just assist these classes. So this is karma means. So they attain perfection.
Brahmana has to teach. What they
we
teach.
Will take questions later if you don't mind. Yes. So teach means they should teach Shastra. Not atheistic theories, Darwin's theory, or Big Bang theory, or how to become a successful materialistic person. Right or not? Teachers should be banging, bombarding every day in the children's head. You have to go ahead, study, you have to go ahead, become materialistic, how to become materialistic, how to become atheistic. That is not what teachers should teach. So such teachers are demons. They are followers of Shanda and Amarka or Shukracharya. How to become next Hiranyakashipu. Anyway, that we will discuss later. So in this way, so they attain perfection in their karma. So I was speaking about karma mimamsakas. They say you don't have to worship any demigods, any god. You don't have to worship God, you don't have to worship any god. Just do your prescribed duties. Then demigods are obliged to give results to God. Lord Krishna also, sometimes he spoke this. This is atheistic philosophy. He said, why you have to worship Indra? So we are Vaishyas. Our prescribed duty is to do cow protection. No need to worship any Indra, do Indra Puja. So go, you know, covered men headed by Nanda Maharaj wanted to do Indra Puja because Indra sends rain, and then because of rain, grass grows and our cows will get grass, and in this way we are surviving by the mercy of Indra. So therefore, of course, Krishna wanted to say that my devotees doesn't have to worship demigods, but he tried to convince through in a wrong way, you know, in a roundabout way, in an atheistic way. He used all arguments, and Krishna does like this. We should see what Krishna teaches also, whether it is correct or not correct. So, but here in this verse, one important term is there. Yajanta iha devata. They worship demigods of this world. Iha means this world, this material world. Yajanta iha devata. Men of demigods of this world. So, of course, there are demigods even in the spiritual world. So, but there they engage everyone to serve Krishna. So, therefore, Yaha Devata means of this world, demigods of this world. So, here in the purport, Prabhupada, he says, like I said, the results given by demigods is temporary. Not only the results are temporary, but even demigods are also temporary because they are of this world. Who are these demigods? That was discussed in the previous chapter, you know, in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So, demigods are administrators and in universal government, just like in our government, different ministers are there. So then there is president or prime minister. So Krishna is like, you know, president or prime minister. Under him, so to look after universal administration, to look after this material world, different departments of this material world, there are different demigods are there. Indra controls rain, Vayu controls wind, Agni controls fire, so sun is controlling heat and light. So like that, different demigods, they manage different affairs of this material world. Because Lord doesn't have to do all these things, he engages all those servants. So he is a supreme proprietor. He simply has to, so just every day he wants to go to take cows out with his covered boy friends, play with covered boys, dance with the gopis. That is his business. He doesn't have to do anything with the material world. So this, and who are these administrators? They are all living entities like us, but they are pious living beings. So Krishna gives them shakti, empowerment, to look after these things. So if you want, you can become Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Agni, Vayu. But that position is also temporary. It is just like here Krishna says, Iha Devata. They are demigods of this material world. Just like material world is temporary, so these demigods are also, their positions are also temporary. In fact, here Prabhupada gives example, they are just bubbles in the ocean, he says, all these demigods. Something revolutionary example. Someone may think this is radical, it is. Oh, why to compare demigods? You know, they are very powerful beings, they are servant, they are doing some service on behalf of the Lord. Why to compare them to bubbles in the ocean? What is the reason? What is the meaning of bubbles in the ocean here? So, how many bubbles come in the ocean? Can you count? Unlimited, right? Unlimited number of bubbles come. So what is the meaning of this? When Prabhupada gives some example, there would be some deep reason behind it. So how many bubbles are there? We cannot count. Innumerable bubbles continuously ocean keeps generating unlimited number of bubbles. So similarly, in the material world, there are unlimited number of demigods are there. So in every manvantara, in a day of Brahma, there are 14 manus. So manus, they rule, their you know, time period is, you know. So approximately 71 chaturyugas. So 14 into 71 means approximately it comes to 1000 chaturyugas. So in each manvantara there will be set of 33 crore demigods. Now you imagine, in a day of Brahma, how many demigods come and go? So that means 14 into 33 crore. So that many number of demigods come and go. Because in every set of manvantara, every reign of manvantara, every once, so these demigods, they keep changing. For example, the present Indra is called as Purandara, his name is. And the next Indra will be Bali Maharaj. So in next manvantara, now seventh manvantara is going on. And when 8th Manu comes, so now it is a midday of Brahma, it is. Midday of Brahma. So 7th Manu is going on. And when 8th Manu comes, so then Bali Maharaj will become Indra. Like that, all the positions, so demigods' positions will be replaced by some other beings. So in this way, unlimited number of demigods have come and go. Therefore, their positions are temporary. That is the meaning of demigods of this material world. So in this way, unlimited number, and their time period is just 1 month, right? It is. They stay and then they are over. So they are temporary. Now another point to understand in this is that demigods are temporary, they themselves are temporary, they themselves die. Although this word Amrita comes, you know, demigods, they drink nectar. So die means they have to leave their positions. And if they have not done devotional service, being in the heavenly planets, then again they will have to come to this Martyaloka and take birth again and die. So this will continue. So what we understand from this is that demigods, they cannot give us any eternal benefit, or in other words, they cannot give us liberation. So whatever, you know, boons and results they award is temporary, it is material, and because they themselves are temporary, they themselves are under the clutches of laws of the material nature, so they cannot, you know, take us beyond this material world. So that is another problem with demigod worship. They cannot give us liberation, they cannot give us eternal boon. So in the Upanishads it is encouraged, human life is meant for attaining eternal boon, or boon of eternal life. Right? No one wants to die, no? Any one of us, we will go in the temple and we'll ask, oh, let me die tomorrow, like that. We want to leave. Why there are so many big hospitals are there? Why there are hospitals? Because as much as possible, at least few days, if not a few years, few months, at least few days, let me live longer, like that. So Srila Prabhupada used to tell one person, when he was in Allahabad, when he was in Grastha Ashrama, he started a Prayag pharmacy. He started a pharmaceutical company there. So he saw one person there in Allahabad. He was crying, pleading to doctor, 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 please save me at least for 4 years. I have so many plans, I have to complete them, like that. Just crying. So in this way, we want to lead as much as long as. So we need eternal life. So in the Upanishads, it is encouraged. Uttishta, Jagrata, Prapta, Varam, Nibodhata. This is Chandogya Upanishad. So Uttishta means get up, Jagrata, awake. One famous sadhu in India, he quoted this. It's a very famous statement. It is not his creation, it is there in the Upanishads. Don't stop until you reach your goal, but he didn't define what is that goal actually. Misinterpretation of Chandogya Upanishad. Chandogya Upanishad says, attain the goal of or boon of prapya varam nibodhata. So materialistic people, materialistic students, they read that and become excited. Oh, I have to reach my goal, like that. Don't stop until reach. Goal is to become big shot in the material world. Then you will be shot by material nature. What is the use of that? So we should seek something in our life, we should seek something great. So basically we should seek, we are all seeking, we want that boon of eternal life. But we don't understand that. So we have to seek eternal life. And that eternal life means what it is? In this world, our life is temporary. Our relationships in this world is temporary, our happiness is temporary. So in the spiritual world, with Krishna, we have an eternal relationship. In the association of Krishna, we lead eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. So we are all seeking after that. So, but most of the people, they do not know knowledge about this. They don't have knowledge about this. So this is highest goal, highest benediction one should seek for, one should try to attain. So now the point is, can demigods give this benediction? They can give this, because they themselves are in the clutches of. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he says, today afternoon I quoted that moksha, how we can attain moksha. So only by the mercy of Krishna we can. So daivi esha gunamayi mama maya durateya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So this material nature is gunamayi. So it has a very strong ropes of sattva, raja and tama. So they bind us. Durateya, very difficult to overcome. Very difficult to cross. Mama maya durateya, this is my energy, my maya shakti, Krishna says. And mameva ye prapadyante maya matayam tarantide. So those who surrender to me, they can cross over this maya. They can surpass this maya. Only those who surrender. Now Prabhupada in the purport, he explains this word mameva is important. Mameva means only me, is Krishna. So only by surrendering to Krishna we will be able to overcome the influence of Maya Shakti of the Lord. So not even Shiva, he says. So in the purport Prabhupada he quotes. So Mukti Padata Sarvesham Vishnu Revana Samshaya. So Shiva himself said this to Parvati in Padma Purana. So there is no doubt that Lord Vishnu is the only one who can award us liberation. So liberation is one thing, but attaining love of Godhead is even superior to liberation, even higher benediction than that. So that is very rarely attained. It is sudurlabha, it is discussed. Very rarely attained, very rarely few people attain that. Sudurlabha, even among devotees, love of Godhead, it is not so easy. It is, why? Lord Krishna does not like to give it. What happens if he gives? Then he has to sell himself to those devotees whom he gives. Just like Pandavas, what and all he had to do for Pandavas. What and all he did, right? So he is becoming their messenger, and in Rajasya sacrifice he has become guest receptionist. Brahmanas, whoever come, he will wash their feet and receive them nicely. And in the end, he in the Kurukshetra war, he has become chariot driver. And in chariot driver, when he becomes chariot driver, so the, you know, when they are fighting in the battle, continuously, incessantly, the rain of shower of arrows would be coming. They cannot be attentive even for one moment. One moment, if they are attentive, then their head is cut. So Arjuna won't have time to take this direction, that direction. He will kick him. If he wants, Arjuna wants him, you know, right direction, he will kick with a right leg. And if he wants a left direction, he will kick him with a left leg. You see, what and all he is doing for his devotees. So therefore, he doesn't like to give love of God to anyone, you know. Of course, we can get that only by mercy of devotees. So then Krishna becomes obliged to give that. So therefore, love of Godhead is defined as sudurlabha. And that is the highest benediction one can achieve. So demigods, what to speak of demigods? So there is no point in worshipping demigods. So we have to serve devotees, we have to serve Krishna, and please try to attract the attention of Krishna towards us. So that is the benediction. Now, So in devotional, among all the devotional activities to attract the attention of Krishna, mercy of Krishna. So what we are doing in devotional service? By engaging in devotional service to Krishna, we are trying to attract the attention of Krishna or try to become eligible for the mercy of Krishna. So when Krishna becomes merciful, then he will give us love of God. So then our life is fulfilled. Our goal is attained. So in this way, so with all our devotional activities, we have to try to attract attention of Krishna. So now, it is told in Padma Purana that holy name of Krishna, being non-different from Krishna, can bestow this benediction. So, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Abhinatvam Purnashuddho Nityamukto Abhinatvam Nama Naminaha. So, Abhinatvam Nama Naminaha. Nama and Nami are non-different. Abhinatvam. So, in this world, so the referred and the referent are different there. So name and the substance are different. For instance, you are feeling thirsty. You may say water, 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 but that doesn't, it will not quench our thirst, right? You have to drink substance water, then only our thirst is quenched. So, but in the spiritual world, it is not like that. So, name and the person are non-different. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, Lord is personally present with us. He is personally present. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, when we chant Hare Krishna mantra, Lord is dancing on our tongue, he would say. He is dancing on our tongue. So, because Krishna and the name are non-different. So, when we are all vibrating the name on our tongue, so Krishna is personally dancing. But we are not feeling the presence of Krishna with us, right? We are seeing so many other things with us, right? So many attractive things outside, right? Maya is attracting us, right? This is there, that is there. Come on, what you are doing, chanting. See this, this is nice cinema. So like that. We are not experiencing the presence of Krishna with us. If you experience that, then all the things in this world, all this razzle dazzle outside, so many colorful, so-called colorful things, very attractive things, everything becomes very insignificant. Just garbage on the street. So, this experience of Krishna will happen when we chant Krishna's name without any offenses. Free from offenses. And then we will experience that how Krishna's name are non-different from Krishna. So, therefore we have to avoid offenses. There are many offenses to chanting. Anyway, I don't want to make your life, oh Krishna conscious, complicated. Oh, so many things we have to better. So, but we should not be lazy in understanding all these things. What are the offenses, how to avoid them. We should use our intelligence. So intelligence should be strained. Like, you know, in school what is happening? Children are, they are so much strained, so many subjects. So because of that what happens? Of course, they may become expert in academics. But not necessary that it will promise happiness and fulfillment in life. Not necessary that one successful student is happy and fulfilled. the point here, especially in terms in relation with spiritual subject matters, we should strain ourselves to understand them. We should give some strain to the brain. Then Lord will think that Lord will give us realization. Okay, he is enduring, he is trying. So he will give us some understanding, he will reveal this knowledge. Then we will experience the nectar of this, knowledge, of spiritual wisdom. So here we see that Krishna's name is non-different from Krishna. And it is described that Namas Chintamani it is. What is Chintamani? Touchstone. What is that touchstone? That transforms, iron into gold. So how many of you have? Truly it exists or it is only in poet's description it is? It doesn't exist?
Not in this world.
Actually it exists. It was there. No, not even in material world. But now it is not there. Because whatever good things are there, so in Kali Yuga, of course it was there even in Kali Yuga, even now, few hundred years before. At least I know one example a few hundred years before. I will tell you about that. So now all the good things are taken inside by Mother Earth because people have become sinful, materialistic. Therefore, for instance, previously, nowadays this what they do, horticulture, they grow fruits, Previously fruits were not grown. You just go to jungle and collect them, vegetables, fruits. They only grew grains and they produced milk through cows. So therefore main thing is to produce grain and milk. So vegetables and fruits were automatically available. Now if you go to jungle, what you will get? Do you get any fruits there? Why is it like that? Of course there are many practical reasons. The Britishers replaced all the Indian forest with wood which is suitable for making their ships and trains, etc. So, but that is external reason. Ultimately, what is the reason? These jivas are all sinful, they are materialistic, they should suffer without eating any good things. Therefore, material nature punishes these Kali Yuga jivas. That is the purpose, right? So, in this way, all the good things will become extinct in this world. These fellows, these rascals, they are not even getting water to drink. You have to pay for water, means what a degraded human society it is. Right or not? Animals are getting their food, their water, they are getting, right or not? Elephants, they drink all. Every day, some 50-100 liters of water. 200 pounds of food, grass they will eat. So many thousands of elephants are maintained by material nature. But these stupid human beings, they are not getting water. They have to pay for water. What is this? Now you have to pay for air now. Oxygen. So degraded society it is. It's not a human society. In human society, one should not endeavor for, one should not be in anxiety about how I will get my food, how I will get shelter, how I will get water. One should not have anxiety about it. That is human life. What we should do then? We should only, how to attain self-realization. That should be the only focus in human life. So, Varnashrama society means like that. they would be always, everyone would be engaged in spiritual activities. Little bit they will do work. Once in a while, he will say, I have some work, I will go and come back, like that they will say. In the home, they will tell in the home, I will do this work and come back, like that. So calm life, peaceful life. Why like that? So society was arranged like that. Brahmana would guide the farmers, when to prepare the land, when to sow the seeds, when rain will come, astrologically he will calculate. Then in this way farmers will get benefited. And then farmers will give him grains. So then he would not be enquired to Brahmana whether I will get my grains or not. So because farmers are getting well, because if the seeds are not put in proper time, then the crop will be failed. So farmers are getting benefited, and then Brahmanas in turn they will get benefited. Then everyone is just absorbed in. You have to sow the seeds, and once in between, may weeds may come, may not come. Then in the harvesting time there will be some work, and remaining time you are free. So just you are busy hearing morning, evening, everyone would hear Ramayana, Mahabharata, Gita, Bhagavad Gita. This devotee was pushing me. Prabhuji, speak something that people will take up Krishna consciousness very faster. They are not taking it eagerly. So he is very serious, no doubt. He sleeps at 11:30 and again gets up by 4:30, right? 4 o'clock? 4:30. But how much he will push the body, One day push. One day we'll collapse, right? Because whole the environment, the social, socio-economic system is such that it doesn't support any self-realization. So this is not a human society. It is. Anyway, coming back to point, our point was Chintamani. So previously Chintamanis were there. People had this with them. So and in spiritual world also Chintamani is there, but that Chintamani and this Chintamani are different. That is spiritual, it is. This is material. So in this way, we see that there were Chintamanis. And Chintamani is supposed to, if it can convert iron, if it can convert iron into gold, then gold is the means of exchange. Whatever we need, we can procure. All our desires can be fulfilled. So, one person, he went to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami, he was one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, immediate followers of. It's okay. They were immediate followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he had heard that Sanatan Goswami has a Chintamani. So he thought this person used his intelligence. Anyway, Sanatan Goswami is a renounced Babaji living in Vrindavan forest. He is so renounced that he doesn't have even one hut also. So every day he would live beneath a tree. One tree, he would go and live there. So renounced. So if I go and ask him, definitely he will give it to me. So this person went and requested Sanatan Goswami to give this. Then Sanatan Goswami, what he just said? Okay, go and collect it from that garbage. They throw garbage. So then he searched everywhere and collected that, and he became very happy and went back. Then he converted so much iron into gold. then it is the nature of this material wealth, it will never give satisfaction. Right? You may have lot of material wealth, but it will not give you satisfaction. So then he did not, although he had lot of gold and wealth, but he was not satisfied. Then again he thought about it. So Sanatan Goswami, he had thrown this in dustbin. That means he has something better than this. So let me go and find out. Like that, he went there and he, you know, requested Sanatan Goswami, I think you have something better than this, Chintamani. So then Sanatan Goswami said, yes, I have something better than this. So can you give me that kindly? Can you, anyway, you are a renounced Babaji, what you are doing? So then Sanatan Goswami said, I will give you that. What you do this? First you take this Chintamani which you have and throw it to Yamuna. Yamuna river, Vrindavan, Yamuna river is there. So then he was a little taken back. So I have to go and throw this to in the Yamuna. So if I do not get something better than this, so at least I have this. With heavier, but Sanatan Goswami insisted, if you want something better than this, then you throw this away and come to me. So then with heavy heart, with lot of fear, threw that and came back. Then Sanatan Goswami gave him a bead bag, sit and chant here. What is told now in this verse? Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So Nama is also Chintamani, it is. But this is different than Chintamani of this world. Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It is non different from Krishna. It is a Rasa Vigraha. Holy name is the form of all the mellows, all the rasas. Ultimately what we are seeking, we discussed that, we are seeking happiness. We are seeking our happy, loving relationship with Krishna. It is called as rasa. So holy name is reservoir of all these rasas. That means holy name can give us this highest benediction. Shreya Kripa Chandrika Vitarana. Shreya means what? Ultimate benefit of our life. That is love of God. Re-establishing our rasa with the Lord. Our relationship with the Lord. So there is Dasya Rasa, there is Sakya Rasa, there is Vatsalya Rasa, there is Madhuri Rasa. One can become mother and father of Krishna, one can become friend of Krishna. One can become servant of Krishna, one can become lover of Krishna. So this is rasa. So holy name is rasa vigraha, it is. It can give us this boon of our eternal rasa. Shreya, ultimate benefit. Khairava chandra vitarana. So purna suddho nitya mukto abhinnatvam nama naminaha. Is completely pure, holy name is. It is not material. This is not same as material Chintamani. Material Chintamani may give you material benediction, but again, as we discussed, when we go to demigods, we get some temporary results. Similarly, all this material wealth is also temporary, it is. It will end with this body. What to speak of all the things around us, all our possessions, belongings, even this body which is very close to us. We always, try to satisfy this body and senses. We want to pamper this body. We want to keep this happy as much as possible. Even this body, we want to keep this body healthy, alright? This yoga center, on the way I was seeing, I saw there that When I saw today morning, I saw or now I saw, I don't know. People were running up on the machines.
Gym next room. Next to gym.
Somewhere I saw. So people are running on the. Why they want to keep this body? This body is very dear to them. Even such dear body, which is very close to us, more closer than our whatever husband, wife, whatever it is. This body is. So that also will end. That is also temporary. That will also be finished. So what is the use of this material world? So Krishna's name can give us something what material Chintamani cannot give. That's what Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami taught to him. Right, this is something better than what this ordinary Chintamani of this world. This is Purna Shuddho, Nitya Mukto, completely pure, eternally liberated. So that means it is not bound by any rules and regulations of even Vedas also. So you don't need to chant Krishna's names. You don't need to follow any rules and regulations. A particular time to chant, or which direction to sit and chant. There are no such complications. So therefore it is mukta. Nitya mukto. Abhinatvam nam namina. So in this way Krishna's name can give us highest benediction. So demigods cannot give us that. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Any questions, comments? Because in Vaikuntha there is no material things. All are spiritual there. So
that is
a spiritual stone it is. So in the material world it is material stone it is. That is spiritual. That is made up of eternal energy of the Lord. So this world is made up of Maya Shakti of the Lord. So that is Chit Shakti. This is Achit Shakti. There, that world itself, just like here, earth, water, air, ether, fire is there. So there, the spiritual world is made up of water. Every grain is Chintamani. Every dust is Chintamani. The components of the spiritual world itself is Chintamani. Therefore, it is called a Chintamani Dana.
Demigods in the spiritual world is different from the demigods of material.
Yeah, just like our people worship Saraswati. Why they worship Saraswati? She is the goddess of Vidya. They want to attain perfection in material education. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur called her Dushta Saraswati. Why she is Dushta Saraswati? By giving material knowledge, she keeps the jivas bound to this material world and suffer in this material world. Therefore she is Dushta, she is. But there is Saraswati in the spiritual world also. She gives knowledge about Krishna. She gives knowledge, of spiritual knowledge. Therefore, so there are demigods in the spiritual world also. Their material counterparts are manifested in this world as these material demigods. Who?
Comes from the spiritual world. She comes and plays a role and then she goes back. She is single or two people? Like you were saying that Saraswati is two. Ganga also should be two.
No. It is same person. They manifest in this material world also. Just like Yoga Maya is there. And in the material world she plays the role of Mahamaya. She keeps all the jivas here. It's the same person but two manifestations. So they play different roles in the material world. They can expand. Same personality, they have their material counterparts here. Just like you know, you parents, you know, husband and wife, you expand into children, right or not? Right or not? In the material world also, you know, we are expanding. Similarly, they can expand.
What our understanding is only Sadashiva can be spiritual. When it comes to middle world, then Rudras are playing the role of it. So take care of
it. All the demigods.
All.
Because Lord Krishna, what he says, this material world is perverted reflection of the spiritual world. All the varieties in the spiritual world should exist in the material world. Simple logic. Krishna has explained it. Internal Saraswati came as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to deliver all the jivas by giving spiritual knowledge. That is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Mataji, I asked one question like why this Mahamaya wants to control the divine entities? Is she not trading for
her? Yeah. In Christianity, they have this. God's competitor, Satan.
Satan.
So, according to Christians, Satan is a devil, and he is demon, evil, and he is competitor to God. And when we worship God, God gets many followers, and God becomes powerful, and he defeats the evil, no? So, Satan. So this is completely a bogus rascal idea. Because God cannot have any competitor. So we have, in the Vedas, there is idea of Maya Shakti. Illusory energy of the Lord. It is also energy of the Lord. But she, what she does is that, she keeps these jivas in the material world. Why she does that? Because people should not disturb Krishna. Right? People will go, give me this, give me that. So, or she is like, her name is Durga. She is fortress. Durga means Durga means one who protects the fort. So, she protects the spiritual world of the Lord. That unqualified jiva should not enter into. So, Lord's abode. So, and in another way, she gives us trouble so that we don't remain here. So, we go back to Krishna. So in this way she is doing service actually. So her position is not like a Satan and evil of Christians. So that, test. She is examining whether we are sincere or not. So she will push us with her trishul, you know, she will keep pinching us, you know. Threefold miseries, so that we leave from this place. In this way, she is helping us, in fact. But those who are stubborn living entities, rascal stubborn living entities, those who don't want to surrender, then she will keep them here. Okay, be here. Mm-hmm. Sleep in my lap nicely. No? Mm-hmm. I'll keep beating you nicely. So, in one sense, she is not bad actually. So, in the Western world, they have this problem of evil, why there is suffering. But in India, in Vedic, according to Vedic philosophy, we understand, according to Bhagavad Gita philosophy, even suffering is also mercy of the Lord. So, when we experience the suffering, then we will feel to leave this place, right? Now some people may ask question, why Lord created such a place where there is suffering? He could have created better place for us and helped us to live here happily like that. Even if you would have done that also, then also we will not be happy. Why? Because we can be only happy in connection with Krishna, in relationship with Krishna. Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishnera Nityavas. Lord has made that place also. Brahma Jyoti is a place where there are no material miseries. If you want, you can go there. There are no threefold miseries. There are no birth, death, old age and disease. So you can be there, you will be all alone there. There will be another jiva in the same Brahma Jyoti. There will be so many jivas, but they cannot see each other also. Everywhere there is light, just. But there are no material miseries. So Lord has created a place where there are material miseries. Lord has created a place where there are no material miseries. And then there is supreme, blissful abode of the Lord. So you can choose whatever you want. You cannot blame the Lord. He is completely, he is not blamish at all. You cannot blame him. He has given all the options. It is our duty to choose what we want. Paramahamsas? What they spoke about good about God. This Vivekananda idiot. So he said it is better to play football than reading Bhagavad Gita.
Correct.
So eat meat, build your biceps, become strong. So it is better to water a brinjal plant than watering tulsi leaves. Tulsi, he says. All this. Bogus things here. I have gone to very remote villages. Remote means remote, very remote. What they consider in modern days are undeveloped places. There also people make some, some altar for Tulsi in front of their house. In every house you see in India, you will find Tulsi leaves. And this idiot, he says that better to water a brinjal than watering tulsi. What you will get by watering tulsi? He doesn't understand the significance of sarayin tulsi marana. Tadiya seva. What's the point? And such people, bogus people, they become famous in Kali Yuga. By the mercy of Kali Maharaj. So Sai Baba, Vivekananda, all these people, they become famous. So this is all nonsense. It is.
Now how they get caste in power here? They say that people look for a cheating guru, they get cheating guru. That means the people who are desired to accept such gurus as a deity, how they become so famous and
People want to be cheated. They are not sincere in their. They are not sincerely seeking self-realization. If you are sincere, Lord will send you a sincere person. He is sitting. Prabhupada used to tell, real guru is sitting in your heart, he says. Paramatma is there. He will see what you want. Every thought will be measured. Every thought, what you want. If you want something cheap, he will send some cheap guru to you. We always in sadhu sangha. How to manage means you should give up bad association. Again and again it is told, no? Utsaha nishaya dhairya tat tat karma pravartanat sangha tyago satobrati shadvir bhaktir prasiddhi. Sangha tyago means what? You have to give up non-devotees association. And in the previous verse it is said, Atyahara Prayasasya Rajalpo Yamagra Janasangasya Laulyamsha Shadbir Bhaktir Vinashati. This word Vinashati is very strong, it is. Your bhakti will be destroyed by associating with the non-devotees. Janasangasya. So why you should give up non-devotees association? Prabhupada, that's why he said devotees should make their own societies, their own communities. They should stay together, grow their food, make their own cloth. What's the problem? Why you want to run around here? What's the problem actually? What's the problem? What is there in the city actually? What's there in the city? Ultimately you will work hard, earn money and give it to hospitals, right? What is there here? Do you have any good air, good water, good food? What is there in the city actually? Make your own communities, devotee communities. Just live with cows. Right or not? Yes, Mataji? There is so much space there. World is so big. We don't want to get out of Bangalore and see it. We want to sit here and see, where is the place and all that. We have to get out and see what is there in the world, right? Even in Bangalore also, who is supplying grains? Who is sending the rain? Who is maintaining? Krishna is maintaining. I tell these things again and again, again and again. Still devotees don't understand. This realization should come. Krishna is maintaining us. These IT companies, all these big cities are not maintaining us. So, can you manufacture grains, water? Krishna is giving us. So we should be in the association of Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was there, whether grahasthas, men, women, children, everyone were in the temple only. So at certain point of time, especially maintaining grahastha families, families will, they will expand. It was becoming difficult for temples to maintain them. So then that issue came. So what to do with grahasthas? So Prabhupada wrote letter to his leaders. Although it is very difficult to maintain grahasthas in the temple, but still I don't want my disciples to go out of the temple, mix with materialistic people and fall down. That was a different situation of ISKCON altogether. Now ISKCON is, in the temple hardly anyone is there. All are outside. So Prabhupada gave, apart from temple, Prabhupada also started farm communities. Prabhupada did this in America. Now Indians, we don't want to do this. In America, he said, he did this. If Americans can do, why not Indians cannot do this? New Vrindavan, right? New Vrindavan. What is this? What we have become actually? We are degraded lecture, that's all. Nothing else. Varnasankara. We don't want good life basically. We are in illusion, we are in ignorance. We don't want good life. This whole modern society works on the principle of ignorance. Just ignorance it is. We don't know what is what is. How to lead life. Bhagavad Gita, apart from giving spiritual knowledge, Bhagavad Gita gives material knowledge also. How to lead life here. All these things are. In the introduction, Prabhupada mentions that. What kind of food we have to eat. All these things are practical knowledge. Prabhupada, he was in 1976, he was in Hyderabad. And one reporter asked, he asked different questions to Srila Prabhupada. And one question he asked, are you Dvaita or Advaita, he asked. Then Prabhupada said, there was drought for many years in Hyderabad area, Andhra Pradesh. Drought, You don't have water to drink, you don't have food grains, you are asking about Dvaita and Advaita. Bhagavad Gita speaks practical knowledge. How to bring rain, how to grow grains, how to attain, procure food. Then he quoted this verse, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani, Parjanyad, Anna Sambhava, Yajnad Bhavati Parjanyo, Yajna Karma Sam. What is the use of talking Dvaita, Advaita? You don't have food to eat, you don't have water to drink. First talk some bits, practical things. So like that Prabhupada he spoke all this. Anyway, so we should always be in the association of devotees. We should give up non-devotee association. If you see Rupa Goswami's instruction, it is very strong. It is Janasangasya Laulyamsha Shadbir Bhaktir Vinashruti. It is. Prabhupada sometimes quoted this verse. We are very fortunate because we have come to Krishna consciousness. But this fortune can become misfortune if you do these six kind of things. One of that is association of non-devotees. One lecture in first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he said this. Sorry, I am not terrorizing you all. But these are all cautions.
Passing the Brahma, and the same way when he does the pious work, again he has to take the post of Brahma and then go back to Krishna. How that means? Because many people.
Yeah, generally in Madhva, you see, when we study liberation according to different sampradayas, in Madhva sampradaya also, so they say first we have to become Brahma, Brahma Loka we have to, not Brahma, we have to be resident of Brahma Loka, and from there we go to spiritual world. In Bhagavatam also it is said like that. Bhagavatam second canto, sixth canto, first chapter, first verse you see, Parikshit Maharaj says this. He tells that you have previously described liberation, how we go to Brahma Loka and from there we go to spiritual world along with Brahma, like that he says that. So in 8.16 purport, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mama Petitukate, in that purport also Prabhupada has quoted one verse from some Shastra he has quoted. So there also it says that. So that is a general way. But Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so how they attain liberation? So when we attain perfection in devotional life, first we enter into, after attaining Siddhi, love of God in this world, so we enter into Krishna's pastimes within this material world. The universe Krishna is doing pastimes. Krishna's leelas are nitya leela. Nitya leela means always they are going on. Just like sun is always there. If you call now some of your friend in America, he will say that now morning 8 o'clock. Sun is there, he will say. So Lord is always doing leelas in one of the universes. Just like sun is in, doing his leela in somewhere, some America, all like that. So first we enter into Krishna's pastimes there, and there in the association of eternal associates of the Lord who come with Krishna from the spiritual world, we take further training into how to serve Krishna, and then we go to Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the system how Gaudiya Vaishnavas will attain liberation. This is described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Sanatana Goswami. Prabhupada has described this in Krishna book. Krishna book. It's there in Krishna book.
And it's like a president post. So many people there in this country, but one person gets so like that millions of people will join.
No. You don't have to be a Brahma, but you should be a resident of Brahma Loka. Resident of Brahma Loka, you can be unlimited number of jivas. Brahma Loka can attain unlimited number of jivas.
So everybody gets
opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions? No. According to that verse, Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna, they do not do devotional service there, then they will have to come back. So then he will go to enter into Krishna's pastimes. Mataji. Antakale cha mameva smaran mukta. Then enter into Krishna's pastimes. Then from there go to Krishna. But entering itself is a great thing. No? What else you need? But it is Sudurlabha, it is rare. It is. We have to really surrender to Krishna. 16 rounds and following four relative principles is beginning. From there we should come to the platform of surrender, full surrender to Krishna. Full surrender. And surrender is the first prerequisite of attaining love of Godhead. Now we are just stuck with the 16 rounds. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna didn't say 16 rounds, no? He says, surrender to me. He says, give up everything and surrender to me, he says. So, now we are stuck with 16 rounds. Okay, basic, at least begin. No? Sometimes we consider the 16 rounds and four regulative principles and taking initiation is the ultimate goal of life. Now I took initiation, now attained perfection of love. No, initiation is beginning, it is. You are committing.
That's to add.
No. It will bring us to the platform of initiation. Prabhupada, he mentioned that in the 13th chapter. The principle of accepting a spiritual master, as mentioned in the 8th verse, is essential. Even for one who takes to devotional service, it is most important. Transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. But that is beginning, it is. It's not the ultimate end. Of course, after attaining end, it's not that we reject spiritual master like Mayavadis. So we will always be under guidance of spiritual master. I think that's purport. 8 to 12 together purports are there. Mataji is very shastric. She will always find quotes. Like that, oh, my goal of life is to take initiation. And in India, you know, Diksha, everyone is excited about it. Especially in Bengal and all, if you see Dikka, they are very excited about it.
So it's a commitment to begin.
Yeah. We are, you know, committing that I will follow at least these basic rules. Actually, even Diksha meaning means complete dedication. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Sehi kale Krishna kare atma sam. So, he completely dedicates his life. Now I am yours. So, then Krishna considers him as part of his family, personal family. Atma sam, you know. So, but at least if we are not fully dedicated, at least chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, which will eventually, by practicing that, by doing that, eventually we come to the point of fully surrendering to Krishna. Fully surrendering to. Then surrender is a beginning step for attaining love of God. Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, surrender is ultimate because it gives us mukti. So prapatti, they say, once we surrender, that is the ultimate thing. But in our Sampradaya, that is beginning of bhakti actually. Bhakti begins from there, surrender. Therefore Chaitanya Prabhupada says, no? Lord Chaitanya's teachings begin where Krishna's teachings end, he says. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give love of God. But his teachings begin where Krishna ends. And we also see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach this Sharanagati. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Sharanagati Sutta, many songs explaining all the angas of Sharanagati. So he says in the introductory song, he says, Shadanga Sharanagati Sikaye Bhagate Rappana. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari Saparshada Shriyadham Saha Avatari Shadanga Sharanagati Bhagate Rappana. He comes to teach Shadanga Sharanagati, which is the life of the devotees. Life of the devotees means, so devotees make this Sharanagati as their life. And so all these things, this is all signs of bhakti. It is, we have to understand this. How to surrender to Krishna? What is the meaning of surrender? Any other questions? Time is up, I think. What is the time? We are late, I think. Right? Late it is. Okay, last.
You said it is that fear is the starting point for wisdom. And our Bhagavad Gita, they say that love is the end of wisdom. How do we understand?
Fear is starting point of
wisdom.
Fear is due to ignorance, no? Fear is due to ignorance. Why we fear? Because we think that, in ignorance, we think that other than God, there is someone else, some other power is there. Bhayam dvitiya vi niveshatasyat. Lord is the only person. Apart from Lord, nothing else is there. Lord and His energies are there. Krishna is the only person. Sarvam kalam idam Brahma. Ultimately, you know, Brahma is the only one who is there. Nothing else. So, Brahman means Krishna and His energies. Are there nothing else? But fear comes because other than Krishna there is something, some other power is there which will, you know, attack us, or which will trouble us, which will bring difficulties to us. This kind of ignorance in our mind is the cause of fear. If you know that, just like Prabhupada, he was eating kachoris. And his friend, this is in 1942 when Japan was at, the Second World War was going on. Japan was attacking Kolkata. And he is eating kachoris. And his friend is coming and announcing, oh, Japanese are coming, they are going to put a bomb. So come over, come run, like that he is saying. Then what he says, if Krishna wants to kill me, he will kill me. Otherwise, this bomb will not do anything to me. So he knows, other than Krishna, there is nothing. Therefore, he is not fearful. Therefore, his name is Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is all. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. What they are talking about? Just nonsense. Once we realize that Krishna is everything, then where is the question of fear? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.